Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of After Hours with Rotoballer Radio. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano. Happy to be with you here today as we continue our quarterback rankings with our quarterback rankings part two. Came at you yesterday, released a video yesterday where we broke down quarterbacks 1 to 12. Today, we'll look at quarterbacks 13 through 24, and then we'll wrap up the quarterbacks after that, those that I don't see having pretty much any fantasy relevance this season. Remember, head over to rotoballer.com, check out everything there, the main page, the premium package, the expert chats, you name it, rotoballer.com has got you covered. Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, golf, you name the sport, rotoballer.com has you. Season-long DFS formats, that's where to go, rotoballer.com. And use that promotional code ACES. Save 10% now on any of those premium packages, especially the football package, because we're fantasy football knocking on the door. You're going to be drafting probably within a month. Scott Fish Bowl is underway, okay? So keep that in mind as well. So the season is upon us. I have another slow draft starting this upcoming Monday. Your buddy leagues, I set up last night my longest running league. I booked the room. I reserved the food. I ordered the food. And we're all set for that draft on a Thursday night in August, the one time a year we're all able to clear our schedules and get together. So those leagues are just as important as your high-stakes leagues, because those are the leagues that started you in this in fantasy football endeavor. I know that's what started me in it. And it's really what makes it fun for a lot of people are those chances to see friends, see family you haven't seen, and have a few laughs. All right. So yesterday, I broke down quarterbacks 1 through 12. Just to recap in order, it was Andrew Luck, Pat Mahomes, Matt Ryan, Aaron Rodgers at 4, Deshaun Watson at 5. Following that, I had Mayfield 6, Jared Goff 7, Russell Wilson 8, Drew Brees 9, Carson Wentz 10, Big Ben 11, and Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, sat at number 12. All right, so I continue where I left off yesterday at number 13, and that's Kirk Cousins of the Minnesota Vikings. Some people would think that's a little high. Currently going around the end of round 12 as QB 20, I have a hard time thinking that's appropriate for a guy who completed 70% of his passes last year, 30 touchdowns, 4,300 yards, has Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs, two legitimate elite-level wide receivers flanked on either side of him, Dalvin Cook in the backfield. Okay, the offense has stayed the same. For me, the projection stays similar. 4,000 yards, 30 touchdown season, round 13, QB 20, going significantly after unknowns like Kyler Murray. I can't do it. I'll take that safe 30 touchdowns out of Kirk Cousins. Number 14 is where I have Kyler Murray. Hot button topic with me. Where do you draft the unknown? He's going to Arizona. I know he has the ability to run, throw, and he's dynamic. But here's my question. Who are his playmakers, and what's his offensive line like? Last season, that offensive line was not good. Larry Fitzgerald is aging. Christian Kirk getting a lot of summer hype, but he still needs to do it on the field. Okay, you got David Johnson there. He's going to be his safety valve. I have Kyler Murray outside my top 12. If he's my QB2, I'm fine with it, especially even in a 2QB league or as a backup, I'm fine. The upside play is there, but I cannot go into the first game of the season saying Kyler Murray is my QB1 when I set my fantasy football lineups that first week of the season. It's similar to Pat Mahomes. You know, a lot of people didn't start Pat Mahomes the first week of the season last year. He was an unknown. You figured out who he was, and then you elevated him from where you drafted him to what he became. Kyler Murray could potentially have that same impact, but today, middle of July, I can't anoint an unknown like Kyler Murray as a top 12 quarterback, a starting quarterback in a 12-team league. Okay, number 15, Jimmy Garoppolo, coming off the ACL tear. Last season, he played 3 games. He had 5 touchdown passes. Currently going at 12.01, QB 18. Again, ahead of Kirk Cousins. Tough for me to do that with the 30 touchdowns Cousins put up. Okay, 3 running back situation there. Devin Coleman, Matt Breida, Jerick McKinnon. All of them catch the ball out of the backfield, especially Coleman and McKinnon. McKinnon also coming off the ACL tear. Dante Pettis, Goodwin, Debo Samuel, and obviously George Kittle will be his primary target, potentially. Samuel has a ton of upside. And if you remember 2 years ago, before Garoppolo got hurt, when he first burst on the scene, in San Francisco after being traded over from New England, he and Goodwin had a terrific rapport together. He made Goodwin significantly fantasy relevant. Jimmy Garoppolo, I will be thrilled if I end up with him as my second quarterback. Currently, like I said, quarterback 18 off the board. Ton of upside there. As much upside, in my opinion, as Kyler Murray. And you're getting him significantly later. Somebody who could evolve into a starter. And this goes back to my conversation here. I'm going to go through. By the time I get up to quarterback 18, my top 18 are all pretty much quarterbacks you can win with. Okay, a little bit of unknowns with Murray. Unknowns coming off of the injury with Garoppolo. But when you look at quarterback 16 being Cam Newton for me, who's currently going at QB 11, not in the ninth round, and I have him at number 16 only because of the shoulder surgery and how poorly he threw the ball down the stretch. If Cam Newton comes into the preseason and is slinging it all over the field, he will move up my rankings. There's no denying that. He's an elite level talent. 4 rushing touchdowns, 488 rushing yards last year to go with 24 passing TDs, just about 3,400 yards. Now, he threw 13 interceptions, completed 68% of the of his passes. But again, with me, with Cam Newton, it's all about health. If he's healthy, I will bump him up from my current number 16. Okay, ADP has him at QB 11. Okay, he has McCaffrey. Greg Olsen is back, but he's injury prone. DJ Moore has to take the next step in his second year and become McCaffrey's wide receiver one. That's the other question mark. His receiving core is questionable. Olsen's hurt. Is Moore ready to step up? They added Chris Hogan. We know what McCaffrey is. Newton needs weapons. They're there. They have to stay healthy. They need to step up. But Cam Newton, QB 16 on my board. At number 17, one of the most underrated fantasy quarterbacks, and probably I'm underrating him by having him at number 17, but he's a quarterback you can win with, and that's Phillip Rivers. Currently going at QB 14, right now in the middle of the 10th round, the 10.07. Another 30 touchdown season, 4,300 yards, 12 interceptions. Phillip Rivers does what Phillip Rivers does, and that's just put up solid fantasy numbers, just under 22 fantasy points per game. Reference point, Cam Newton averaged about 23 and a half, so slightly less. He's got Keenan Allen, has Mike Williams, Mel Gordon, Hunter Henry healthy. Okay, Hunter Henry's draft value skyrockets. Phillip Rivers, we know, loves tight ends. He had Antonio Gates all these years. I expect Hunter Henry to continue that tradition of Phillip Rivers throwing to the tight end. But he's a grossly underappreciated quarterback going at QB, like I said, QB 14. I have him at 17. I think there's guys with more upside, guys like Cam Newton if healthy, Garoppolo coming back healthy, Kyler Murray, the talent we know is there, but Rivers is a steady force. You get him as your QB2, and you're going to end up going, I have to play this guy. He just continues to put up numbers. He's a 20-point-per-game floor. There's something to be said about that. Number 18, Jameis Winston of Tampa Bay. Bruce Arians now the coach in Tampa. That should help. He's actually going currently at QB 13 in the 10th round. So some people are viewing as Winston now as a fringe QB1, okay? I have him in the middle of my QB2, 2QB league. I am thrilled with that, okay, if you end up with Winston. Now, here's my concern. A lot of picks, 14 touchdowns last year to only 19, 14 interceptions to only 19 touchdowns, under 3,000 yards. As Tampa did that Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jameis Winston flip-flop thing, it was a disaster in my opinion. 65% completion percentage. Those interceptions have to go down, okay? DeSean Jackson's out of town. He has Mike Evans, who's a wide receiver one. Godwin is there ready to elevate his game. And we're going to see what happens in the running back. Is it Peyton Barber? Should be Ronald Jones. More explosive, more upside. We kind of know what Peyton Barber is. But one thing we do know about Winston is he loves the tight end position, O.J. Howard. And there's no denying, especially in the red zone, the rapport between Jameis Winston and Cameron Brate. Both of them should have fantasy relevance as well, okay? But Winston at my QB 18, currently going at 13, again, to me as a quarterback you can win games with. These guys, all 18, my top 18 are all fantasy winners potentially for this season, the 2019 season. At number 19, Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr, who's currently going at QB 24. I have him at 19. He's being drafted in the 14th round. But I'm sorry, when you add Antonio Brown, when you add Tyrell Williams, it can't do anything but help a quarterback situation. Derek Carr last year threw 19 touchdowns, but threw for over 4,000 yards on the season, a 69% completion percentage. But you got to almost blow up those numbers when you look at what's now around them. He's got a new starting running back in Josh Jacobs. He has two new wide receivers, Tyrell Williams and Antonio Brown. Okay, Antonio Brown had 15 touchdowns on his own last year. Derek Carr this season pushes 25 or more TDs, okay? Should be right around that 4,000-yard range. Jalen Rashard will be there to catch balls out of the backfield. He loses Jared Cook, which hurts a little bit. That was his safety valve. Okay, he needs a new one. That should be Rashard. That could be Antonio Brown. Derek Carr is in this situation. He's in a position to have the best season of his career, and it's kind of a make or break it now for Derek Carr, because if he doesn't do that, Oakland may look to go elsewhere for the quarterback position. But at number 19, Derek Carr, like I said, currently QB 24 off the board, number 19 in my heart. Number 20, Matthew Stafford, currently going as QB 23. And see, this is my point. There's no way Matt Stafford should be going before Derek Carr. Carr just has more weapons. But Stafford, number 23, kind of the same ADP right there in round 14, 21 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, averaged about 17.5 fantasy points a game. Derek Carr last year averaged about 16 without nearly the weapons he has now. But Stafford, about 17.5 points a game, about almost 3,800 yards. Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, those are his two primary receivers. Kerryon Johnson has to become an RB1 at this point for them. Give that kid the ball. Let him run with it. TJ Hockenson, first-round draft pick at tight end, should be placed into a significant role. Detroit won't make the mistake like they did with Eric Ebron. Hockenson will be involved. Golladay has the potential to really turn himself into wide receiver two fantasy-wise. Marvin Jones, a steadying force. Give me 20-plus touchdowns for Matt Stafford. He's a bye week guy. He's a QB2. That's what Stafford is. Quarterback 21, Mitch Trubisky. Another guy who has the potential to climb up these ranks as he develops now in year three. Currently the 22nd quarterback off the board. 13.07 on average. Okay, he had some monster games last year, but then he had some games that he disappeared. He's kind of hit or miss. He's got a dominant defense that allows him, if he's off, to play game manager. Okay, remember, they have three running backs there. Tariq Cohen's really a wide receiver in running backs close. They brought in Mike Davis. They drafted David Montgomery. Allen Robinson, okay, people are still chasing his numbers from Jacksonville a couple of years back before he got hurt. Not going to happen, not in this offense, but you have Robinson, Taylor Gabriel. Keep an eye on Anthony Miller, little sleeper potential at the wide receiver position. 24 touchdowns, 12 picks. He ran for over 400 yards, did Trubisky, with three rushing touchdowns, over 22 points per game. But again, it's not a consistent 22. He had some 40-pointers. He had some 10-pointers. Try to avoid that when you draft. Give me, yes, 22 is a nice average, but is it 22 every week, or is it a 40 and a 10, and it's skewing all your numbers? Okay, so just be careful with those when you look at those fantasy points per game. Look at the highs, look at the lows, look at those outliers. Okay, Trubisky, a QB2, a bye week fill-in type of player. All right, my QB22 is Dak Prescott, currently going at QB17 at an ADP of 11.08. Bottom line for me with Dak, Ezekiel Elliott is the first option there. They're going to run, and they're not wrong for doing that in Dallas. Now, they've added Amari Cooper. He was a monster down the stretch, over 70 catches, over 750 yards once he joined the Dallas Cowboys. So a full season of Amari Cooper helps, okay? Gallup is there. They brought back Jason Witten. Who knows how much he has left? Randall Cobb is now in Dallas, replacing Cole Beasley in the slot. So he has a new core of wide receivers. A replenished core, I guess. Full season of Cooper, full second season for Gallup. Cobb is useful, better slot receiver than Cole Beasley. Witten back to provide a veteran presence. Last season, Dak Prescott, 22 touchdowns, under 4,000 yards, but only 8 interceptions. He did run for 6 touchdowns, giving him 28 total, just over 20 fantasy points a game. Again, Dak has your QB2, 2 QB league. Bye week fill-in, backup quarterback, love it. You're in safe hands there. Just don't see him being a weekend, week-out starter. Number 23, Lamar Jackson, going at QB 21 in the 13th round. The question with Lamar Jackson, Can he continue to develop as a thrower? We know what he does with his legs. 695 rushing yards, 5 touchdowns, okay? But he only threw for 6 to 3 interceptions over 1,200 passing yards. It's a run-first offense with him, Mark Ingram, Gus Edwards. That's the issue I have with Lamar Jackson. Now, they drafted some young wide receivers. Jackson has, though, work to be done in the passing game. Again, QB2, where you're getting the points for the rushing, sure, all in. Can't go with him any higher than that. Can't rely on the arm just yet fully. He's going to be explosive. He's going to throw some deep balls that are flat out beautiful, okay? But this Baltimore offense is designed to run. That's why they brought in Ingram. That's why Jackson's at the helm. They are adding wide receivers, QB23. QB24, New York Jets Sam Darnold, currently going as 25th overall quarterback in the 14th round. Okay, completion percentage has to improve. It was about 58% last year. Interceptions have to go down. He had 15 last year to 17 touchdowns. And if you know this, if you remember, Darnold, one of the knocks on him coming out of college was he was interception prone. Needs to improve on that. Now, the New York media, the Jets, they love Sam Darnold. I'm in one fantasy league where they already have these guys, a bunch of Jet fans in this league. They love Sam. They're already putting Sam Darnold in the Hall of Fame. To me, Sam Darnold is a low-end QB2, low-end backup quarterback. They've added Le'Veon Bell. They've added, but at the receiving core, yes, Bell probably is their best receiver right now as well. Chris Herndon at tight end, but they only added Jameson Crowder. Okay, otherwise your receivers are Robbie Anderson and Quincy Enunwa. Enunwa's a nice play. Anderson has talent. A stabilizing number wide receiver one would have been helpful for Sam Darnold. Okay, that's my top 24. Just missing it was Josh Allen, and you can argue Anthony Josh Allen over Sam Darnold. I get it. Allen's going at number 19. Allen does have the ability to run with 631 rushing yards and 8 touchdowns. The issue is throwing the ball. Josh Allen had more interceptions than touchdowns. 12 INTs to 10 touchdowns. I don't like that at all. Completion percentage was only less than 53%. I don't like that. Allen has a lot of work to do in the passing game, but he is an outstanding runner and gave him 19 points a game in fantasy last year. Okay. Zay Jones, John Brown, Robert Forster, LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore. There's a lot of question marks in this Buffalo offense. Okay. But Josh Allen's going to give you points on the ground. The INTs are going to hurt with Josh Allen unless he improves them as well. At least Darnold threw more touchdowns than picks, unlike Josh Allen. Okay. Then the rest of the list, we have Andy Dalton, the good old, you know, Andy Dalton will do what Andy Dalton does. He'll be on the waiver wire. Somebody will add him for an injury or a bye week replacement, and then he'll get cut again because he does have Tyler Boyd. He does have AJ Green, Joe Mixon. He does have some weapons around him. Did get injured near the end of the season last year, but did have 21 touchdowns. Number 27, I have Nick Foles. I'm not excited about Nick Foles. He's a game manager. Jacksonville will lead on the defense. We'll lean on Leonard Fournette. Who's his number one? Marquise Lee, D.D. Westbrook. I lean towards Marquise Lee. Did complete 72% of his passes last year on 195 attempts. But this isn't the Eagles' offense. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars' offense. At 28, I have the Tennessee Titans situation. You think it's going to be Mariota, but Tannehill is there. My fear in Tennessee is you're going to see a revolving door between the two of them, which is the worst-case scenario. Now, there's weapons in Tennessee. We know Derrick Henry, Deion Lewis could catch the ball. Delanie Walker's healthy. Corey Davis is there at wide receiver. A.J. Brown they drafted. They added Adam Humphries. Okay. Mariota goes into the summer as the number one guy, but only 11 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. He ran for 2, 14 fantasy points a game. It's a make-or-break season for Mariota, and he's got actual competition now with the addition of Ryan Tannehill. At number 29, I have the Miami Dolphins situation. Again, a potential platoon. Not something I'm going anywhere near until it gets resolved. Ryan Fitzpatrick wants to start. Makes more sense for Miami to see what they have in Josh Rosen. Okay. And other than that, it's the same faces in Miami. Kenny Stills, Devonta Parker, Kenyon Drake will have an impact in the running game. Nothing to get excited about. Gesicki at tight end. Really nothing to be excited about on this Miami offense. Okay, and number 30 of my New York Giants, Eli Manning, Daniel Jones, Scott Engel and I on the King and Pocket Aces show have talked about who should start more games. I think Eli will. He says Daniel Jones will start more than you realize. Okay. 21 touchdowns, 11 picks for Eli last year, just under 4,300 yards. On paper, it wasn't terrible, but you're taking Odell out, replacing him with Golden Tate, another possession receiver to go along with Sterling Shepard. This is the Saquon Barkley show in New York. Okay. Evan Ingram should have a role at the tight end. But again, another situation where you're going to see quarterbacks potentially coming in and out of the lineup. I don't like it. Number 31 is the Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins situation. Long-term, Haskins better than Daniel Jones. But right now, the Redskins probably have less weapons on offense than the Giants. Josh Doctson, Paul Richardson, Jordan Reed, Adrian Peterson, Darius Geis. Another offense in flux. Don't like it at all. Don't have high expectations. None of these guys are draftable. These are bye week fill-ins if need be. And finally, number 32 is the Broncos situation. They drafted Locke. They traded for Joe Flacco. If that excites you, you have some big issues, to be honest with you guys, okay? Another, again, like these other teams, it's a transition period. You avoid those transition periods in fantasy football. They're going to lean on Lindsey and Royce Freeman. They have young wide receivers with Hamilton and Cortland Sutton. Emmanuel Sanders is still there, but nothing to get overexcited about. All right, everybody, so there's my 32 quarterbacks in two parts. If you didn't see part one, go back and check it out right here at the Rotoballer YouTube channel and head over to rotoballer.com. And like we said at the start, sign up for the premium package using the promotional code ACES. Follow me on Twitter at AAnnieAnnoFantasy. This has been fun. I'll be back this weekend, talk some baseball. Next week, we'll start talking running backs. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. Have a good one.